And now, the life of Mary Sutter. When Mary learned that David's behavior of the last few days was caused neither by a wish to leave her alone with John Benson, nor by his dislike for the systematic doctor, she tried to discover the reasons behind it. Tried, without consulting David, to learn the things he has never seen fit to tell her. Not yet fully realizing the manner of life led by the man who has befriended her, entirely unaware of his revealing talks with Father Brady, Mary is determined to learn from David himself the truth concerning the pattern of his life and the true reasons behind it. In his room at the boarding house, the room which Mrs. McPherson gave up to him just 5 years ago, David Drake, trying to find surcease from the thoughts which torment him, seeks it without finding it in the pages of the book he holds before him. Seated in the easy chair near the window, he glances across the spacious room to the cabinet in the far corner. The cabinet which holds something of the past, perhaps the secret of the waste of years behind him. He rises from his chair, walks slowly towards it.
I'm afraid Father Brady was wrong when he said I could go back. Back and start again, as though nothing had ever happened. Oh, he doesn't know what it did to me. He couldn't realize, couldn't ever know. No one could. It should stay a closed book. As Father Brady would say, forever and ever. Yes?
Still up, David?
Oh, yes, yes, Mary. Just a minute. I'll be there right away, Mary.
You're sure I'm not disturbing you?
Oh, no, not at all. Not a bit. Why, you can see for yourself. I was sitting right over there reading a book. Won't you come in?
Oh, thank you, David, but I'm awfully tired tonight. An electric day at the restaurant.
Oh.
I just wanted to see you for a second.
Mary, let me tell you something. You shouldn't work so hard.
Can't be helped. It's my job.
Well, come on in anyway. Leave whenever you want.
No, really, I've got to get some sleep. I did want to ask you, though, if you'd come down tomorrow evening and walk home with me again.
Walk home with you again?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow? Well, I'd be delighted.
Are you sure you've nothing else planned?
No, not a thing planned. I'm quite certain. Of course.
I'm glad, David, because I've something... Well, there's something I want to ask you about. Something quite important. Evenings seem to be about the only time I have any time to myself these days.
What is it that you want to ask me, Mary?
I'd rather wait and tell you tomorrow.
But can't you give me some kind of an idea? Just an inkling?
Well, what's the use, David? We haven't time to go into it tonight.
Well... I'll drop around after you. Say, perhaps you won't have to get to bed on time after all. Here comes your friend, Dr. Benson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, John?
Hello, Mary. I hope that finds you up.
Well, not for long, John. I'm just about to turn in.
Oh, no raiding in the icebox tonight, eh? hello, Mr. Day.
Good evening, Doctor.
No raiding for me, John, but... Say, why don't you and David go ahead if you want something?
Mary, I ate a very light supper with Dr. Mallinson just so that I could join you in the kitchen when I got home.
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint you, John, but I simply can't help it.
Well, you can't. I guess that's that.
But you and David go ahead. Mrs. McPherson said to tell you there'd be plenty of things left for you.
Well, how about it, Mr. Drake?
Yes, sounds all right to me.
Fine. And John.
Yes, Mary?
I want to hear all about your findings in a moment. Will you tell me?
Well, I'll tell you all I can. Nothing's definite as yet.
And Fran Garfield?
Well, I don't know about her, very definitely. Lad's giving me the final report in the morning.
I do hope it's good.
Yes, so do I. Yeah, let's see. Well, come along, Dick.
Right.
And Mary, I'll see you first thing before you get off to the lunchroom.
Will you have some more of the cold lamb, Doctor?
Thank you, no. I've had plenty.
I want some more milk.
Yes, I believe I will. Just a touch. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, much better. It was good of you to join me.
That tastes rather good. I was a little hungry at that.
Sorry to see Mary so tired. Her you and I were right after all. Remember how we tried to talk her out of working in that luncheon?
Yes, I remember. Oh, she doesn't work too hard, though, really. Nem Barker's a pretty decent sort.
She was tired tonight.
That's the first time I've seen her. Well, she's all right, though. Doing splendidly. And those men down there, why, they simply worship her.
Why wouldn't they, for goodness sake? She's something out of a book to them. They've probably never seen anyone like her. Well, I still think it's a pity she has to do it.
As long as she's happy, why worry?
As long as she's happy.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't know what she... Oh, well. As you say, why worry? At least, why worry now?
She's doing what she wants to, Doctor. She's going somewhere. That's something.
Yeah. This is quite a bit, isn't it? You know something I've discovered since I've been in Craig's Falls this time, Ray?
Yeah.
I've really grown quite fond of the place. It's a good community. Up and coming. Very worthwhile people. I never cared much for a quarrel.
Well, perhaps you like it better now because you've seen how happy Mary is living here.
Perhaps, but I've tried not to let my opinion be colored by Mary's presence.
Well, I think that would be a little difficult.
Why?
Known her so long, been a close friend, trusted friend. Her being here would naturally have some influence in your opinion.
I see your point, but the things I spoke of just now, the community feeling, the spirit of this town, well, these are things much bigger than any individual. You know what I mean?
Yes, I think so.
Craig's Falls is different than most cities, I feel. I can't really explain my feelings about it. I will admit they've changed.
Yes, it's a nice town.
You've lived here for some time, haven't you?
Almost all my life.
Oh, really?
Yes. With the exception of a few years I was away.
Couldn't live anywhere else, huh?
Oh, something like that.
This trip, I've come to meet more other people here. Men in my own profession, doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Seen their wives and some of their families. It's really a place a person can take root in, isn't it? You know, grow up in and possibly raise a family.
A great many people do.
I didn't intend that to be taken facetiously, Drake. I thought knowing the town as you do, you might be kind enough to tell me whether or not I was mistaken.
In what, exactly?
Well, in my sizing up Craig's Falls. A person naturally wants to know all he can about a town if he's planning to come and live here.
Planning to come and live here?
Mary hasn't told you?
Oh, it's all news to me.
Well, I thought, of course, you knew. I imagine Father Brady told you, even if Mary hadn't. As I've been considering the possibility for some time of establishing a clinic here with Father Brady, similar to my clinic in Sanders. Lately, in the natural sequence of events, things have taken more definite shape, more tangible form. Now it looks very much as though what was only a possibility will become a fact.
Then you didn't actually come to Craig's Falls only to see Fran Garfield?
Well, she was the immediate reason, of course.
The only immediate reason, Doctor?
Does that really concern you so much?
Sorry, I needn't have asked that. I know the answer already.
Yes, and it's really none of your concern, is it?
More of my concern than you may think.
It seems to me you're assuming a great deal, Drake. What right of you, of all people, to question my motives? None whatsoever.
You're quite right, Doctor. I'm terribly sorry. I have no right to question you, as you say. I didn't intend to.
But just see that you remember that. I've known Mary a great many years, a deal longer than you have. Whatever I may elect to do with my life because of her is no one else's affair but my own.
When a few minutes later, John Benson and David Drake go their separate ways. David, standing in the center of his room, peering again at the cabinet in the corner, says to himself,
"Yes, I've no right to question him. No right to fall in love with Mary. No right, no right. How can I ever earn that right? How can I?"
David Drake and John Benson. One confused, uncertain, perplexed. The other poised, confident and sure. Which of the two was closer to the heart of Mary Southern? Monday, John Benson, the doctor, makes a call which is destined to play a significant part in the life of John Benson, the man. Be sure not to miss Monday's moving chapter in the life of Mary Southern.